Hi everyone, my name is Bianca. I'm a redeemed HIV positive girly showing you that life does not end post-diagnosis. And today, I guess I'm gonna have to talk about my romantic life, my sex life, because a lot of people are mad at me, a lot of people hate me, a lot of people support me, but mainly is a lot of ignorance and misinformation regarding HIV and human agency. Just to give you a little bit of context regarding the video that I'm talking about or what I'm responding to, I stated in a video that disclosure was my choice, that who I disclose to and when I disclose to is completely up to me. The reason I made this video was because I was getting a lot of nasty comments in unrelated videos, just videos about my life or about going to the doctor or whatever, about people kind of just being disgusted by me, by my existence, and that I needed to stay far away from them, or that I needed to disclose my status before I introduced myself, that disclose my status before I shook someone's hand, disclose my status before I went on a first date. And it was very disappointing and disheartening because, number one, as you guys know, I am not single. I've been in a relationship for almost 5 years, and I've been diagnosed with HIV for exactly 5 years. So I've only been with one person this entire time. And I say this a lot in my videos when people ask me about dating advice. I don't have a lot of experience dating, being an HIV positive woman, because I met my man shortly after getting diagnosed. Less than 5 months after I got diagnosed, I met my man, and we've been together ever since. At the same time, I find it very disrespectful to kind of berate me into basically demanding that I do something. And it's not just about me. We have to understand that we cannot force anyone to be honest with us. We cannot force anyone to tell us the truth or to be honest. The only thing that we can do is make decisions to protect ourselves as much as possible. That's kind of the only thing that we can do. So when people are saying these things, it leads me to believe that, number one, they are having unprotected sex. They have unhealthy or unsafe sexual practices. They do not know their status, and they do not know anything about being HIV positive. And number five, I guess, is that they're living in deep fear, because the only reason that people would be mean, both women and men, because I'm getting it a lot from women as well, the only reason that these people would leave the comments that they're leaving is because they're living in fear. Because deep down inside, they know that they're not doing what they should be doing. They know that they're giving themselves up to people that don't deserve it. They know that they haven't gotten tested. They know that they could be exposed to HIV, and it's scaring them. It's scaring them. And trust me, I get it. Like, I understand the sentiment, but just because I understand it doesn't mean that I approve of it. And if you think that by demanding someone to do something, they're gonna do it, obviously, number one, you don't know yourself, and number two, you don't know humans. HIV can happen to anyone, and I think that's why people were so angry, because they feel like it couldn't happen to them, even though they're not using protection, even though they're not getting tested, even though they're not getting to know a person before they sleep with them. And so deep down inside, they feel convicted and condemned by their own actions, and they're taking it out on me. Feel that people should disclose. Of course, I feel like people should disclose, but who cares about what I feel? People are so entitled. And this is what I realized, that people care more about an opinion than they do about facts. Facts are that heterosexual HIV transmissions are increasing while homosexual HIV transmissions are decreasing year by year. There is obviously something happening here. It's miseducation or misinformation regarding what HIV is. It's hookup culture. And it's just this lack of regard for honesty, integrity, and just like sex. People do not value sex anymore. People do not value their own bodies anymore. Like, I see it every single day, and I experienced it myself. I know how corrupt and perverse our generation is. I was in that life. Now more than ever, sex is at your fingertips. Disclosure, I think, would happen more organically in a space of knowledge and understanding, awareness and acceptance. By acceptance, I mean acceptance that HIV is a thing that is of this day and age, is not something that's taboo, and it's not something that's disgusting. It doesn't mean that you have to date someone that is HIV positive. You don't have to date someone that's HIV positive in order to accept them. You can just treat them like a human being. You can prefer to be with someone that's HIV negative. That's totally up to you. So I made that video to kind of wake people up, to the fact that no one is going to protect you more than you're going to protect yourself. Especially if it's casual sex, especially if it's a one-night stand, especially if there's red flags, this person doesn't care about you, they're not interested in you, especially in all of those situations. Before you sleep with anybody, you gotta ask for that paperwork. And them telling you that they are clean or just got tested or something is not enough. And showing you a picture is not enough either. I need to see that my chart right now with the date and everything, your name and date of last exam. Because people lie, and a lot of these guys, they don't like you, they just want to sleep with you. A lot of these guys don't even go to the doctor, they don't even go get tested. Like, there was this girl who I was reading, and this happened to me too. She wrote a comment where she was gonna have sex with this guy, and she asked the guy when was the last time he got tested, and then he was like, nah, like, you know, you good, I'm good. And she's like, sir, like, what? A lot of people do not know their status. There is 1.3 million Americans living with HIV. 156,000 people do not know that they are HIV positive in America. Not only can someone lie to you, right, and be like, yeah, you know, I got tested like last month and I haven't been with anyone, I'm protected, whatever. Not only can people lie to you, but a lot of people don't even know their status. Do not be afraid of people that are HIV positive and know their status. You should be very wary of those that don't. Anywho, this is my advice to the people that are HIV negative. If you're out here having intercourse, be protected. Get tested. Get tested with your partners. Get to know the person. I mean, I'm just so tired of even talking about this casual sex thing. This is not even what I'm about. I feel like I'm trying to service the people, but you guys don't want that. So, like, I feel like I'm just gonna start talking about how, like, God would talk about it. Like, the wages of sin is death. If you're out here fornicating, what do you think is gonna happen? Do you think that you're gonna be blessed when you're in sin? Throwing your pearls to pigs? Like, let's be for real. And this is not even about religion. This is about God. God literally transcends religion. God is God over everything. Whether you believe in, don't believe in him, God is above it all. So if you are sinning, you will have to face the consequences of your sin. And that doesn't come in the package of HIV, not always. But I'm not God to decide that. But to the HIV positive people, I do have some words for you. Number one, I want to say that you're loved. I want to let you know that you are worthy. God still loves you and still has a plan and purpose for your life. If you're looking at my comments and you feel afraid of disclosing because of what you see in my comments, please know and believe that this does not impact me at all. People that are mean because they're afraid and because they do not know any better. You do not have to surround yourself with these ignorant people. You can choose your own family. Pray to God to bring you people that are going to love you regardless of anything that you may come with. And you are worthy of love and you will find love. When it comes to disclosure, I recommend always, if you're HIV positive, to disclose sooner rather than later. It's just the wisest thing to do. Relationships are built on honesty, on trust. It's very hard to trust a person once they've lied to you about something so big. And even though if you're undetectable, it might not have any physical impact on a partner's body, but it has an impact on their mind, and it has an impact on their heart, and it has an impact on how they perceive you. And perception is honestly reality. So whether you're undetectable and you're safe and you're healthy, really doesn't matter if you can't be trusted. Remember, like, we're HIV positive, but we're really just like anyone else. In a relationship, it's important to be genuine. And if rejection happens, don't you worry. Rejection is just redirection. Continue to hold your faith. Continue to trust God to bring you who is meant for you. And continue to work on yourself above all things. I get a lot of emails. I respond to them. I always tell the people that want my advice when it comes to dating to disclose. To disclose soon. Disclose early. Disclose before a first date? Not necessary. I don't think so, at least. But if you feel like you don't want to waste any time, then do that. Disclose as soon as possible, and only you can determine when that is. But I think that you'll feel it in your heart when the right time to disclose comes. To the HIV negative people, please get educated. And to the Christians that are watching this, I pray that Christians are watching this. What's happening in my life is the redemptive power of Jesus, is the grace that comes from God alone. But part of that is also consequence, you know? Getting HIV, God turned into a blessing for his glory, but it wasn't a blessing from God. God wouldn't bless me with this, but God allowed this to happen in my life to turn me back to him and to bless me. At the end of the day, he blessed me and he wanted to bless me and he is blessing me. But you do not want to wait to get HIV or anything else before you realize that God's way was always the best way. So if you feel discouraged, if you're feeling horny, if you feel like, when is your man or your wife gonna come? Pray, seek guidance. Don't be ashamed to talk about what you're feeling. Be honest and you'll get the help that you need. God hears your heart and he just wants you to be honest. Your dishonesty is not really impacting God at all because he knows your heart. You're only being dishonest to yourself. You're not lying to God, you're lying to yourself, and that's who you're hurting the most. I think that there's something so exhilarating about disclosure. It makes my adrenaline rush, and it's such a scary thing, but it's almost like going on a roller coaster and jumping off a plane or something like that. Like, it's so scary, but once you do it, it's like literally the biggest sense of freedom that you've ever had. I bless you guys in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being here, and bye. You guys like my nails? I'm trying this new shape and I think I kind of like them.